WJR Traffic and Weather First is sponsored by the 39 Steps at the Riverbank Theater. Head to Marine City this May for a zany, fast-paced whodunit based on Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps. Four actors play 150 characters in this brilliant mystery packed with nonstop laughs. Get your tickets and overnight package deals at ThumbCoastTheaters.com. That's ThumbCoastTheaters.com. A disabled vehicle blocks your right lane on I-75 southbound at Springwell Street. Single lane closures continue on 19 Mile in both directions between Clinton River Road and Shaner Road. Expect delays on I-275 northbound between 8 Mile and I-696. And construction blocks your left lane on I-696 westbound between Losser and Telegraph. Folks are backed up to Evergreen Road. Now WJR Weather First from the Weather Channel. Here's your forecast.
Watching some rain showers and weather radar come in ahead of a cold front marching through and dropping the numbers tomorrow behind the front. 59 this afternoon, 40 tonight with some light rain showers. Morning clouds tomorrow. Cooler north winds, high 49, low 32 tomorrow night. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie-Moore on 760 WJR, where Michigan comes to talk.
As we continue here on this beautiful Tuesday, April 23rd, we welcome back a great helpful guest who has helped us all along. And they have special duties, like so many law enforcement people do, with the draft, which is T-minus 2 days or so. Lieutenant Mike Shaw from the Michigan State Police. He's going to share with us how MSP, working with local partners for the draft, and they've got a few requests that I think are very, very reasonable. Mike, happy to have you here. Happy Detroit NFL week, if you will.
It's definitely right around the corner. I think we've been looking at this for a couple of years now, and it's hard to believe that this weekend's it. It's good.
It is.
We're looking forward to it.
And you're right. You've been working on it. Detroit Police Chief James White is working. Everybody's been working on it, including our Michigan State Police. Tell me some of the things, some of the ways that you will be involved.
So for us, I don't think people really realize the partnership that we have here in the Metro Detroit area compared to other parts of the country. We've been very fortunate to work a lot of large events, from the fireworks to the Grand Prix to concerts, World Series, things like that. So this isn't the first rodeo for all of us. And we all work together. I know you kind of...
Including, I should have mentioned, I should real quick, because I don't want to forget him. He's a great guy. Including Wayne County Sheriff Raphael Washington.
Yep. Absolutely. And Mike Bouchard is on board with us as well. So,
oh, good. The Oakland County Sheriff. Okay. Yep. And Christopher Ray from the FBI. You really do have everybody involved.
We've got everybody that's part of it. You know, and DPD put out a call and said, hey, we want to work together with this. And everybody said, what do you need? So for us, we're going to have troopers up in the Grand Circus Park area up by Comerica Park. You'll see troopers on foot up there. You'll see them on bicycles, our aviation unit, bomb squad, canine unit, explosive detection dogs. You name every asset that we have is going to be out there. And then some things that people won't see. We will have some undercover officers that will be in the crowds, just kind of monitoring, making sure everybody's up on their best behavior and nobody's doing anything that's going to ruin the fun for everybody else.
We should mention, too, the Detroit Fire Department. They're setting up 4 medical tents and have 6 additional ambulances during the 3-day event. Everybody's been working hard to make this a spectacular event, extravaganza. And, of course, we've all been deputized to be real ambassadors to our fellow citizens, as well as people coming in from around the country and around the world, so that everybody can have a great time. And it's something we all should be taking very seriously, because as we've heard and as we've talked about, in many ways this is a dress rehearsal for other great events that might decide to come to Detroit. And when they do come to Detroit, they bring hundreds of thousands of people, which means they bring their money, and we're being able to benefit from other people's money.
Absolutely. One of the first events I worked when I became in the department was the Super Bowl. So I've seen the Super Bowl here and the World Series and different events that we have here. And they always go off without a hitch, and we're hoping that this will continue on. But, you know, we need the public support, too, to kind of be our eyes and ears out there. We have no intelligence whatsoever of any, you know, nefarious actions or actors or anything like that. But we still want people to take a look. And, you know, if you see something that you think is suspicious, go grab a trooper or a DPD officer or, you know, a deputy and say, hey, you know, I'm not sure if this is a big deal or not, but, you know, this is going on over here. We'll check it out. And, you know, if it is something that's suspicious, we'll take care of it. And if it's not, you know, everything's okay. So we're just asking the public too, and just to remember as well. And I know the chief is really hounded on this. You know, we want you to come down and have fun, but you can't bring a gun. So, you know, it's yeah. pretty.
You should be able to have fun. I'm just saying, as a big, big believer in the amendment and as a gun owner, I think you should be able to come down and have fun without bringing your gun.
Right, without bringing a gun. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, detectors out there, and you can't have it on the footprint. It's just like going to a football game at Ford Field. Yeah, even if you're a CPL holder, you can't bring a firearm on the Ford Field, and you can't bring it onto the NFL footprint. And we kind of want to warn people that there are people that look around, and when you kind of try to get into a place and you got your CPL with you, they kind of watch you go back to your car and put your gun in your trunk or whatever. You're a good target for a crime, right? So what we don't want is stolen guns out there from somebody that left it. So just leave it at home, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, there's so much police protection out there. We will see a lot of it, but there's a lot of it we will not see. And that's even more comforting to know that you're out there. There is another issue. Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police. It's so funny because some people love the Detroit sign. Some people don't love the Detroit sign. But it appears that a lot of people still want to pull off the side of the expressway, stop, and take pictures of it.
And that is something we are seeing. Not a whole lot of. But, you know, it is something that I've talked about. I've talked with you about it. I've talked, you know, other media outlets about, you know, not getting out on the freeway and standing out there and things like that. The traffic is so fast when you're out there that you just don't know. But, you know, the Detroit sign, for some reason, that's what caught all of our attention as far as not standing in the middle of the freeway. So we just want to remind people, yes, the sign. Some people, like you said, like it. Some people want to take pictures of it so they can make fun of it, whatever it is. Just don't do it on the freeway. If you can go up topside, as we call it, and get a picture off on the service drive, you're better off doing that, because a lot of times if you're out there kind of gawking at the sign, other drivers are gawking at you, gawking at the sign, and then next you know somebody's going to get hurt.
It so can be that's very dangerous. Part. Yeah, that Absolutely. Is the sad part. And I got to tell you, by the way, I finally drove by it, and I thought it was great. I thought it was very nice. It looks totally different in person than it has on all of the television pictures I've seen of it. I don't know why, but television changes things, and it really changes the sign. Sign looks fine. Stop comparing it to the Hollywood sign. Why would we want to compare ourselves to anything in California, the land of fruits and nuts? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is our Detroit sign, for goodness sakes.
Right. And it looks really nice at night when it's lit up and stuff. It's definitely eye catching. But we just want, you know, people to be safe when they're out there taking a look at it.
I've not yet seen it at night, but I will, I'm sure. But I also know, folks, do not get out of your car. Don't pull over to the side of the expressway. You get out of your car and take a picture, and you're asking for trouble. And it's the kind of trouble that you do not win in. Car versus photographer, it's not a good match. So please, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Anything else before we let you go, Lieutenant?
Nope. Just download that NFL One Pass app. That's going to get you to where you go, and realize that starting tomorrow, a lot of downtown is going to be closed off to traffic. So if you have to go down there for work or anything, really plan ahead and just, you know, be careful. Have a good time down there, and you know, represent whichever football team you cheer for. I hope you have a good draft.
I hope it's good for everyone. And by the way, go to Claude Molinari's visitdetroit.com, visitdetroit.com for the NFL One Pass. Totally free. Don't pay any money. for that. And you'll get all kinds of other helpful information, parking information, entrance areas, all of that. And I want to thank you in advance and salute you, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, and all the hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police, the Wayne County Sheriff, Sheriff Raphael Washington, Oakland County Sheriff, Mike Bouchard, Detroit City Police, Chief James White, the people from the FBI, the people from all the people who are going to make sure that we're safe. I thank you all, and thank you, Mike, for coming on with us.
Thank you, Paul W. We always appreciate your support.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police. Everybody's getting ready for the fabulous event that is now T-minus 2 days away. Detroit's NFL Draft, and WJR will have it all. Stay with us at 129. You know, winter can do funny things to your roof. You might say, well, we didn't have that bad of a winter. Well, the ice, the snow, the freezing, the thawing, the freezing, the thawing, the freezing, the thawing does cause your shingles to become brittle and crack if they're old, which can lead to major roofing problems if not caught early. Best advice I can give you is to call Victor's Home Solutions today and schedule an appointment for a spring roof inspection. I say today because Victor's appointment calendar is going to fill up pretty fast as the weather gets warmer. Schedule your appointment before the rush and get peace of mind knowing your roof is ready to handle the spring rains. And if they're not ready, you have a plan to fix them. If your roof has any problems, I can guarantee you the spring thunderstorms will find those problems. And you want to get any roof issues taken care of before it's too late and your home suffers significant